I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Would see there was something and everything about you, baby, come back.
You know, these songs hit different around this time of year.
They do. Is that because of the holidays or the winter meetings?
All of that. All of that. He gone.
No, don't do that. He's not gone. He's a free agent. We're talking about Kyle Schwarber. Winter meetings started last night down in Orlando, and the Phillies obviously are trying to retain Kyle Schwarber, but he is a free agent. We heard last night the first team to make an offer. You see this, Hugh Douglas?
Who that?
The Pittsburgh Pirates.
The Pirates.
Yeah, no one's taking that really seriously, but it was a real offer. 4 years, over $100 million. So that's the first offer to Kyle Schwarber. We'll see what the next big ones come in and how the Phillies do this. Let's hear John Heyman reporting on the Schwarber sweepstakes from down in Orlando.
Yeah, we don't have Juan Soto on the board, the free agent board right now, but we do have a guy who had 56 home runs last year. Kyle Schwarber had the best year of any of these free agent hitters, and there are a lot of good ones. Alonzo, Bregman, Tucker, Bichette. It's a pretty good list, but Schwarber is the guy who seems to be getting a lot of the early action here. So I don't want to predict who's going to come first. Unless you're in the negotiation, you're not going to know the order, certainly, but certainly a lot of activity around Kyle Schwarber, a lot of interest. Certainly teams that need a hitter are going after him. The hometown Reds are involved. Obviously, the incumbent Phillies really want Schwarber back, and they're probably the favorite. But these other teams are very interested. The Red Sox interested in bringing back Schwarber. He was there briefly, if you recall. There are other teams, the Pirates, the Orioles, and the one surprise that we're now starting to hear about is the New York Mets, because we figure that Pete Alonso is the guy who makes sense for the Mets. And, you know, obviously he's the all-time home run champion with the Mets. He's been great for that team. The fans want him back, but the Mets are also looking at Schwarber. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. You'd think that Alonso is their number one choice, but certainly Schwarber with 56 home runs, all of that.
All right, so, you know, Heyman kind of pumping up the Mets there as a legitimate foe in this for the Phillies. You know, I still think he's coming back. I haven't changed my mind since Friday. The Pirates getting involved certainly hasn't made me change my mind. The one thing, because I believe Matt Gelb wrote this morning that it could take the next 2 weeks, and that kind of fits back to what Ruben Amaro said, which is between Thanksgiving and Christmas. The longer this lasts, as other options for them go off the board, that would be my only concern, right? Like, this plays
taking
out 2 weeks.
Time. Yeah.
And then, let's say, one or two guys they would pivot to if they didn't get Schwarber. They're gone. Then what do we do if it goes the wrong way? But I still feel he's going to be a Philly. Hugh, you still on? He's not.
No, I think that the longer this plays out, that is exactly what happened. I was always told when I went into free agency, you want to be one of the people that sign almost immediately. You want, because that means you're in a position where – you know, you're the hottest commodity, and you get it done.
Yeah.
The longer you wait, the more you're probably going to be out of a job because teams, you know, are already trying to set funds aside to get certain individuals. So I would think that Kyle Schwarber would be one of those guys. That's probably why the Pirates made their bid.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be quicker than some other guys. I mean, sometimes baseball free agency, as we remember for the Harper thing, it can last long into the winter. Let's hear from Ken Rosenthal on those Reds, who seem like they're the upstart here to watch out because the connection is hometown, and they are a pretty good team that wants to get better. Here is Rosenthal on the Reds' interest.
I have heard that, and I've written about it too. They're trying with him. Now, in the end, it would seem they're going to get outbid, and some people at that point might say, see, it was never real. Yeah. It is real as far as their interest, and it is real in terms of he's a guy from Middletown, Ohio, about a half hour north of Cincinnati, and he seems to be interested in them as well. But can the Reds outbid the Phillies or whoever else might be on Kyle Schwarber? That kind of remains to be seen. Now, what's the scenario for him to sign with Cincinnati? It would probably be this. Willing to take less money or deferrals, whatever the case might be, and willing to join a team that sees him as a guy who could help them grow, help their young players become a great influence on them, and at the same time want to play for Terry Francona. These are all appealing things to Schwarber, I'm sure, but this is also his last chance at a major payday, most likely, and he's going to want to cash out, which of course you would understand. So I don't see it happening, but I do believe, not believe, I know the Reds actually want to make this happen. It's just a question in the end of whether they can make it go their way.
All the things he said about the Reds, I think, are real, right? Like, they're an upstart team, the hometown thing, playing for Terry Francona, who's probably, you know, considered the best manager, you know, the last 20 years or so in baseball, one of the top two or three. You know, that's all real. But the end, what he said there, like, are the Phillies really going to let themselves get outbid by the Cincinnati Reds? I can't see that.
You know what? He said something else that was really profound to me is the fact that you want him to usher in the younger guys. And that, to me, resonates more than anything else. The money is huge. You know, like, let's be honest. Whatever he gets, he's going to be okay.
It's, of course.
He's going to be okay. So it's up to him what means more to him. You know, that to me sounds more like legacy than anything. The fact, and I'm just putting together the timeline here. The fact that they rolled his pops out to throw out the pitch to him in Cincinnati. The fact that they're a younger team. And not only that, look what he meant to this team when he was here as far as being a leader. So he might be feeling nostalgia. I don't know. But it feels like it might come down to they might not have the money, but for nostalgia purposes, he might go to Cincinnati.
Well, then it's up to the Phillies to not make the money close, right? I mean, I think what you're saying has some merit, and he's from there.
I could tell.
I know Kyle's annoyed.
Like, so, oh no, I'm actually like more comfortable than I've ever been.
But that's
that right?
Yeah, Schwarber's going to be here, and I'm going to win that bet.
Oh, was it $4? You guys had $4?
Yep. I think it was.
And I'm going to sleep really well at night. No, man.
Well, it's up to the Phillies to not make it close, right? Yeah. Like, if nostalgia's part of, or the Terry Frank, if it's all real, right? Like, and he's interested in the Reds, then they need to make this a $30 million difference. Not like, well, five. Make it so he can't say no. Right? Yeah, like, if
that's a lot of money.
If he goes to the, I'm going to put it this way. If he goes to the Reds, I blame the Phillies. The Phillies let him go to the Reds.
And from everything we hear, the Phillies desperately want him back.
Yeah. So then they're going to
get worried about it.
Yeah. Now the Mets thing is different. If the Mets get serious, they have more money. I mean, like, what are we going to do about that? So that we could lose that. But if it's Phillies, Reds, and again, forget the Pirates for a second.
I'm checking the Pirates and the Reds off. They're out.
I've checked the Pirates officially off. The Reds, it's up to the Phillies to knock
Reds
them out.
Reds are officially out permanent.
Okay. One other thing with the Phils, that's kind of off the beat, but it will become one. Well, I actually got two things off the beat. Let's hold the thing about Bryce Harper for a second, because that was like, well, I never saw that before. Hugh, I thought we got some good news last night for the Phillies and a future Philly making the Hall of Fame, or past Philly making the Hall of Fame in the future. Mm-hmm. So Chase Utley's percentage of Hall of Fame votes has gone up the last couple seasons to where he's, when I look at his trajectory, I think he's on track to make the Hall of Fame at some point in the next few years. I don't know if that's next year or 3 years from now, but I think he's going to make it. And last night they did one of those, they changed the name, the Golden Committee, the Veterans Committee. It's like when the old guys come together and they kind of reconsider players that didn't make it in the past and they vote again. So the Bonds was up for this and Clemens was up for this and Carlos Delgado and Don Mattingly. And last night the committee elected Jeff Kent. Jeff Kent is now a Hall of Famer. He's going to be inducted in July. Mm-hmm. Jeff Kent was good. He was a really good player. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. I wouldn't have voted for him. But he made it, and so now he's a Hall of Famer. But the reason I bring that up is I think it's really good news for Chase Utley's candidacy. Chase Utley has a far higher WAR. He has more stolen bases. He has a better on-base percentage. They both made, they both had the same amount of silver sluggers. Utley made more All-Star games. I think Utley was the better player than Jeff Kent. So if Jeff Kent's in the Hall of Fame and you're hoping that Chase Utley makes the Hall of Fame one day, I think last night was a good night for Chase Utley making the Hall of Fame. So we have Schwarber with the news on that. We have, I think, Utley's chance to make the Hall of Fame went up last night. We also had whatever the heck the Bryce Harper thing was. Did you see this thing, Hugh?
I saw it this morning.
Mm. What did you think of his...
I tried to grasp it.
Was it like a blood spinning thing? What is he doing?
It from what I understand is, I forgot, it was like, EBO or something? OBO?
Let me make sure we have the right word.
EBOO, I think.
EBOO.
Have you ever heard of this?
No, but...
So if you missed it, there's a picture Bryce put out there. He is, how do you describe it? He's like in a lounging chair. There's what I think a doctor behind him. He's hooked up to all this medical equipment. He's smiling. And it sounds like the idea of this is some sort of...
blood cleanser?
Yeah. It's a procedure in which one-third of your blood is drawn from your body, passed through a filtration device, and then returned to your bloodstream. I guess it circulates your blood, exposes the blood to ozone, and will oxygenate or filter the blood before returning to you. What is the purpose of this?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I've never done that.
Okay.
It sounds, for my ignorance about this, you know, when you're talking about oxygenating your body, sounds like blood doping a little bit. You know how when...
Is this good?
Well, it's funny because it sounds similar to what, like, cyclists used to do the night before a race where they would take the blood out, and I forgot the exact procedure.
Yeah.
But then they would put it back, and it adds more oxygen to your body to make your muscles work harder. I don't know if it's the same thing, but okay. But when you say it in that realm, it kind of sounds like similar. I don't know, though. I don't want to recklessly speculate about what Bryce is doing, but that just sounds like a lot of blood being taken out to wash and put right back
sounds
in your body.
Sounds like, to me, something rich people do to think they're healthier. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it works. I mean, I hope it does. It'd be great.
Yeah.
Is he going to hit more home runs next year?
No. Phillies might have just been officially eliminated from the playoffs.
And I think... What are we doing?
Between that and the bunny, it was quite a week to log in and see what the hell's going on around here.
I feel like that's...
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bryce Harper's way of trying to endear himself to the fan base.
I think
endear himself with blood spinning?
I don't know if it's, I don't think it's that deep. I think he's just an odd guy.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, yeah.
Drinking raw milk. Like, I don't know.
What was it a couple years ago when he was celebrating in the clubhouse after one of their playoff things? He had all those, like, suction cup things.
He's a weird dude.
Which I think he was, I forget what that was for.
He's a weird dude.
There was a medical reason why he did that, like, to help himself heal or whatever.
The cupping?
Cupping. Remember, we saw that.
Yeah, where you put the heat in the thing and on your back. That's big now.
Yeah. Like, Aaron Rodgers doesn't go visit witch doctors in Egypt to endear himself to the fan base. I think he's just like that.
Yeah, I think Bryce.
I liken it to that.
Bryce strikes me as the kind of guy who thinks he could beat age by doing all these kind of things.
Yep.
And look, if he's going to be here a long time, I hope he does beat age. And he produces into his late 30s and early 40s. If he's here that long. But I did see it. And I'm like, what are we doing?
Bryce is trying to endear himself to the fan base.
I don't think that's how it's done.
Bringing you behind the curtain a little bit.
You know what endears people to Bryce Harper?
Winning games.
Big hits in big moments.
Yeah.
Go beat the Dodgers.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with fans.
Do you like Bryce Harper more today?
No.
I don't either.
I find it to be the same feeling I did yesterday.
He's a tremendous player.
Let's look at the social media space now, shall we? I mean, he was out there making banana smoothies.
That didn't help me like him more. I didn't like him anymore.
I mean, but it allowed, he has a more of a social media presence, and he does have the snickerdoodle protein.
Nobody cares about that.
He's a weirdo.
Still waiting for it to go on sale.
But if you poll our whole audience, do you care about any of this crap?
No.
Or do you care if he hits 35 home runs and drives at 110?
But to be honest, some people do. His social media presence is probably what he's been working on. That's why he wrote out the all jokes
I know,
aside.
But I think it's a very small portion.
All jokes aside.
Very small.
That's why he wrote it out. That's why he wrote it out, because he's trying to get more social media engagement.
May I give him advice?
What's that?
That's not really most fans. Most fans don't care about the starter pack, the blood spinning, the raw milk, or any of this stuff. Just go out and hit. I mean, you hit and play well, he'll continue to be loved.
That's, totally agree.
That's it. Let's go to Zach in Delaware. What's up, Zach? Zach, almost.
Hey, Zach, what's up?
Yeah, sorry, you're good.
Yeah, I was just going to talk. I wanted to talk Eagles, but because the last two games have made me want to just go straight to baseball season.
You're not the only one. Hopefully tonight we get a win so we can enjoy the rest of this football season.
Yeah, and I'm definitely on the side of just get a win, no matter how it is. That's how I've always been this whole season. It's how I was last year. This year we're way more banged up than we are last year, so I think there needs to be a little more grace. I've always thought the players and the coaches are on different sides. They're not seeing the same things on the same field, and I just think nobody's trying to diamond anybody out. And I saw the bunny this weekend. I thought that was really weird. I saw it on social media. So I'm hoping that people just jump into the locker room and they just start beating the hell out of it. And, like, that's what the whole thing is about. Because I do think it's weird. I mean, I didn't understand the whole Happy Easter thing. But now that you've talked about it, I get it. It's like Christmas, so it's funny. I really don't understand it.
I don't either. It's not about accountability, Hugh. That doesn't make any sense.
Makes sense.
Who does the bunny keep accountable?
The players.
How?
The soft coaches?
I mean, all of that.
I don't know.
Zach's with me.
Zach, I don't know either, man. Zach
feels like a lot of mental gymnastics.
It is.
Well, the accountability.
Duh. It really is. It's all mental gymnastics.
No, but I get
I just think we're overthinking.
I get the positivity aspect.
We definitely
overthinking. It's just a smiling bunny.
Like, you smile
in
when you see
room,
it laugh.
During a tumultuous time.
You know what?
Make it make sense.
I would wish you were here back in 2018. You know what Hugh would have loved, Kyle? The shrine to Nick Foles. Do you know about this?
No, I don't.
So to that, so obviously
but they have a shrine. They had a shrine to Saquon.
So they did last year.
I can only imagine how messy Hugh would have been.
Well, okay, let me take you through this story. 2017, obviously Carson goes down. Nick comes in. They win the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
2018, they run it back with Nick as the backup, Carson as the starter. But Carson, you know, needed a few weeks to get ready because he was coming off the injury. So Nick started the season, right? Then he gave it back to Carson. I think it was week three. Hugh, Carson played from week three till, I think it was right around this time of the year, wasn't it, Kyle? Like early December, they lost in Dallas, right around this week of the season. Then they put, they said Carson was hurt. He had a stress fracture in his back. Nick comes back in. They're like 12-point underdogs in Los Angeles to the Rams. They go out there with Nick. They beat the Rams. They come back home. They beat the Texans. And then they get on that run and they make another playoff run with Nick Foles. Sometime in that midst, the Eagles players, the teammates, created a shrine to Nick Foles in the locker room during that season. What do you think about that? A shrine to the backup while he's playing because the starter's hurt.
Well, I'm pretty sure the quarterback didn't like that at all.
The starter?
Yes.
Yeah.
But as a player, especially offensive players, you rally around anybody that's going to help you win football games. And that's the cruel reality of being in NFL. And if the quarterback's not playing well or he's not getting the ball to the playmakers, then, yeah, they're going to rally around the other guy. That was kind of the same thing when Saquon came in, and I heard that there was a pitcher in the locker room, and it had the chosen one.
Saquon, the chosen one.
Yeah, the chosen one. And he played like the chosen one. And people love that. At the end of the day, that's why I always say it's about winning. That's all you want to do is win. And you don't give a damn who helps you do it. As long as he's helping you do it.
So maybe like Foles in 18, Saquon last year, the bunny sparks a run through the postseason. Mm-hmm. We've seen this before.
I think the bunny has sparked a lot of trepidation, to be totally honest, because everybody's looking like, what the hell is this bunny for?
Yeah, first glimpse was not good. When
I will say, people did that with the flower analogy from Sirianni in 21, and it worked.
They got on a run.
That's right.
I mean, once in a while, these things work. Bamboo plants and pumpkins and
the
axes,
accountability flower.
Accountability flowers and
accountability bunnies.
and all that. Nick in Mayfair is up. Nick is the chimney guy, Hugh, from yesterday. Nick, what's up, man? Nick?
Might have fell down the chimney. Great.
Hopefully Nick's awesome. Okay. Let's Thanks go to calling, all right, Nick. Well, Nick, we'll get you back up. I did want him to talk to Hugh because Hugh was started the show by talking about what this guy was doing at the Newtown Parade yesterday.
Sweeping his chimney.
Yeah, that's exactly what he was doing. Dennis in Mount Laurel is up. Hey, Dennis.
Joey G, how you doing, my man?
Dennis, what's up, buddy?
Before I give you a trivia question, we haven't done it in a while. Eagles, I don't care how they look. I just need an ugly win or a pretty win tonight. That's all I want.
Just a win. Just a W.
Just a W.
Okay.
Because a loss is no good at all.
Well, losses are not usually good. I agree with that. Yesterday,
the loss killed Kansas City, right?
Yeah, and that puts Hugh Douglas on I Told You So watch because he's been telling us the Chiefs are not going to make the playoffs for a while.
You mean Mr. Hatfield? Mr. Hatfield, how you doing?
Was that supposed to be a joke, Dennis? It's not funny.
Dennis, what do you got for us? What do you got?
So, Joel Embiid, what's he got, 3 years or 4 years left?
Oh, I think less than four. I don't know. Three? Two?
I mean his contract.
Oh, I think the three-year extension kicks in after this year. I think it's three after this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, not good.
Not good. Did you see any of that game yesterday? How much did you say? The whole thing?
I did. Yes. I did.
T.O. was in town.
Yeah. And I saw, I don't know if you saw this, Dennis, very high praise after the game from LeBron James to Tyrese Maxey. Said he's one of his favorite players. He loves him.
Well, so, Maxey is a good player. He's going to be a perennial all-star.
He's a tremendous player. He just keeps getting better here, Dennis, which is a very good positive for the team.
Name me the five original inductees into the Baseball Hall of Fame and who had the most votes to the least votes.
All right. So we have Christy Mathewson.
It's all you, Joe.
Yep.
We have Ty Cobb.
Yep.
Babe.
Yep.
Walter Big Train Johnson.
Yep.
Honus Wagner.
Very good.
All right. Got all five. Yep. As far as the most votes, I don't know. I'm going to guess. I mean, I feel like the easy answer would be Ruth, but I feel if you're asking it, why are you asking it? Now you're tricking me a little bit here. I don't know. Let's say Walter Johnson had the most votes.
Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, Honus Wagner, Christy Mathewson, Walter Johnson.
Big Train the least. The crazy part is that they all didn't get all of the votes, right? That no one gets unanimous. So someone didn't vote for Babe Ruth, Dennis. That's what you're telling me?
Yeah, well, there's only been one unanimous player ever in the Hall of Fame with 100% of the vote. Only one.
Was that Mariano Rivera?
Yes.
Yes, that's it. That is it, Dennis. I nailed your trivia this time, except you did a two-parter on me, so I didn't get 100% credit.
Be well, guys.
You got it, Dennis. Appreciate the phone call. Dennis got me with the two-parter there. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Would you have guessed all those Hall of Famers?
Probably wouldn't have participated.
Okay. Well, because you wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have known.
Do we have our chimney guy back up?
Yes, and
this is part of the
probably. We didn't get his name right.
Oh, so his name wasn't Nick.
No,
so that's why when I said, "Hey, Nick," and he didn't talk.
Yes, that would be why.
Okay, so let's try Corey. That makes more sense. Hey, Corey.
Hey,
what's up?
Nothing. So I want to know. Go Birds. First off,
go Birds.
I would just like to know. I'm on a roof right now, as I am a chimney sweep.
Please be careful.
Yes,
I'm very careful. Hugh had a comment that I was sweeping a chimney very differently. I just kind of want to get to the
No,
the
Nick,
Corey. His name's Corey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not Nick.
Corey.
We just went over this.
No, you were vigorously sweeping the chimney, and the ladies and I just thought it was just funny. That's it.
Okay. So I don't know. Vigorously. You probably couldn't get it from where you were at, but I was playing music. There was music, and
we heard the music, and we heard
playing the guitar.
No, but it was the air guitar. But he was really ripping the air guitar.
Well, that's what you do, right?
We thought it was funny.
I was ripping. I'm glad I made an everlasting impression on you, Hugh. Huge fan.
No, listen. There was a lot going on in that parade yesterday that I really had to self edit myself, but it was fun. I had a fun time. Really
well,
fun.
I think everyone appreciated you on commentary. Everyone that was in that circle right there was definitely, I heard a lot of things, but I'm at work right now on and off roofs, and I got seven or eight calls because they're mentioning me in the parade.
Oh, no, it wasn't nothing. It wasn't nothing bad. It was where my mind went, and I had to remember that there were children there.
Okay, so the way that I was throwing the guitar might have been something like the way Prince
is. We ain't trying to go.
I think everyone understands now.
Yeah, we ain't got going to do that. Lather Vaseline on me.
To it.
No, you're fine. You're fine. And
I knew that you were talking about a glizzy because I also got thrown a hot dog while I was up there, and it almost took me off the top of my chimney.
Oh, no.
So, the guy throwing the hot dogs needs a lesson.
Yeah, okay. He did a good job.
Well, we all learn lessons. Corey, great phone call, man. We appreciate listening, and be careful on the roof. So I think
he did a good job.
We learned a couple lessons from Hugh's appearance in the Newtown Parade. Number one.
He probably won't be back.
Well, just self-editing in front of families is important.
Hugh's first and final appearance.
Number two.
Kyle, yes.
The glizzy guy probably needs to watch where he's throwing the
glizzy.
And
I saw all the kids, like, this was really kind of threw me off, because I asked, and none of the kids could tell me. They kept going, 6-7,
well, that's the
seven.
Thing. That's the thing now.
I don't get it.
I don't think anyone gets it. That's why they think it's funny, because it doesn't even, I don't even think it actually means anything.
Yeah,
it's just.
Sometimes I wonder if the kids really, like, nobody can ever explain it.
No.
It's just a thing.
Because I asked, I was like, yo, what's the 6-7? And they was like, it's a video or a song.
Well, they're not going to tell you, because then.
Well,
like,
I'm old.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm old. And then it was the one kid out there who was trying to eat the fake snow, and I told him to wait. Like, calm down, son. It's got a couple more weeks.
So you're policing this place?
Well, because it was the
no
fake snow.
No wonder you're not getting invited back.
Man, I know, let the kid be.
I was trying to help folks out, though, man, because he was running around, and he trying to
alone.
Catch the snow. And I was like, young man, no, that's not it.
You wouldn't eat the glizzy. You're bossing the kids around.
I had a grand old time.
It sounds like it. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get back to all your phone calls coming up here. What is most important to you tonight? Just get the win or the offense looking good? That's what matters to me tonight. To me, that's their best chance to go in the Super Bowl. The offense starts going. Sirianni involved now in the offense. Plus, our observations from around the NFL yesterday. A lot happened in there in Week 14. That's the extra calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Are you checking off your holiday shopping list? Wawa's got you covered with gift cards that don't need wrapping. Like gift cards for Wawa fans in your life and for the fans of top brands like Roblox, Visa, Sephora, and more. Gift cards make a perfect gift for teachers, coworkers, the delivery driver, and even a family gift swap. For holiday shopping made easy, stop at the Wawa, your one-stop gift card shop. See store for details. Gotta have Wawa.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.